This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Heavy rain, strong winds from Hurricane Sally pounding the Gulf Coast sections of the southern U.S. states of Florida and Alabama at this hour. Forecast to say the slow-moving Category 1 storm could bring threatening floods. The National Hurricane Center said more than 2 feet of rain is expected in some areas. Sally is the second storm to threaten the Gulf Coast in less than a month. The storm could wallop the Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida coasts with massive flash flooding and storm surges up to 7 feet. President Donald Trump made emergency declarations for Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, which helps coordinate disaster relief. Hurricane is expected to dump between 10 to 20 inches of rain in some sections of the coast. Shinzo Abe entered the Prime Minister's office for the last time as the Japanese leader Wednesday, as he thanked the people of Japan for their support. Abe, who announced last month he is stepping down due to health problems, told reporters at the Prime Minister's office before his final cabinet meeting that his Liberal Democratic government had set out to recover the Japanese economy and protect the national interest. Abe said also on Wednesday his health is improving thanks to treatment, and that he, as a lawmaker, will support his successor-to-be. Yoshida Suga, the chief cabinet secretary in the Abe administration, is expected to become Japan's new prime minister on Wednesday. Suga was voted the new head of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party on Monday. Parliament is expected to hold a vote later on Wednesday to name Suga the new leader in Japan. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. South Sudan's finance minister said his ministry does not have the money to pay government workers their past due salaries, dismaying civil servants who have been waiting for their paychecks since April and May. Government employees told VOA they are finding it more and more difficult to feed their families as their savings dwindle and commodity prices skyrocket. The finance minister told the National Assembly Business Committee last week the government's inability to pay was due in part to the COVID-19 lockdown devastating the global economy, including crude oil prices and revenue from South Sudan's oil production. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny published a photo of himself at a Berlin hospital on Tuesday as he recovers from a nerve agent poisoning last month in Siberia. Germany, France, and Sweden have concluded that Navalny was poisoned with a nerve agent, a Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on a former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter in England 2 years ago. Western countries have requested an explanation from Moscow, which says the accusations that it was involved in the poisoning are unfounded. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has accused the West of using Navalny's poisoning as an excuse to impose new sanctions on Moscow. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has been pressured to punish Moscow by postponing work on a nearly completed natural gas pipeline from Russia to Germany. President Trump hosted a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. While Trump did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony, he acknowledged that the normalization of agreements between Israel and the Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a deal. Gulf Arab countries had long conditioned full normalization of ties with Israel on it providing concessions and progress on the two-state solution, envisioning an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. The Trump administration is touting the deals between Israel and UAE and Bahrain as key foreign policy victories with just 2 months remaining before the November 3rd presidential election. Dangerously dirty air from the U.S. West Coast wildfire seeping into homes and businesses. People in Oregon, Washington State, and California have been struggling for a week or longer under some of the most unhealthy air on the planet. Via remote, this is VOA News.